You know, the world right now is a really unsettled place. And for such a time as this, women play a most important role in history as peacemakers. The goal of Ladies of Liberty Sound Off is to affect the lives of women in an empowering way through discussion of important issues of the day. So, are you ready? The Ladies of Liberty are ready to sound off.
Well, hello, ladies. I want to discuss just a couple quick things. I want to talk about the Tokyo Olympics. What do you think about the Tokyo Olympics? I, in particular, am feeling like people are not watching it. I know I'm not watching, and I've always watched the Olympics, but I lost interest with the politicizing of the Olympics. When people start taking a knee, when they, you know, just have things to say and statements to make, then I'm not interested anymore. I just lose interest. And then we have a lot of other issues going on. We have the COVID issue where people are going over there and getting COVID, and, you know, the vaccine, no vaccine issue. And then we have the weather issues. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are. Tracy, what are your thoughts on the Olympics and what's going on?
Well, I haven't been watching them either because I feel kind of out of sync with it all. I know we're watching 2020s, and I hate it for the athletes that are having to, you know, feel like they're kind of living back in, you know, in the past, and I hate that for them. So, and I'm just not that interested in it this year. I don't know either. I don't know why. Becky?
Well, I read an article that the percentage is down about 33% of the viewing, and I haven't watched the Olympics. Actually, I didn't even pay any attention to the fact that it was even going on. I, too, am with the both of you. I've lost interest because of the politicized remarks that are going on and the disrespect that is being shown to another country and other countries watching toward our country. And I feel like if you can't respect our country, you should not be representing it. So therefore, I'm just not interested in watching the disrespect. And quite honestly, maybe our teams need to lose and not be so proud at winning at everything in order for them to get their heads screwed back on right. I'm not going to support that kind of activity.
Well, the other thing I kind of want to ask your thoughts on is on these guys, Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, just recently taking a flight up into our atmosphere. I mean, I can't really say it's a space flight. They, even though they went up maybe, I don't remember, 62 miles or something, but they didn't orbit or anything like that. But they spent a ton of money on this space race to go up and come back down. And in my mind, I'm just wondering what's the point. And, you know, I'm sure that there's people that disagree with me. Perhaps one of you do, because I know people really, really are interested in going up in space. Me, not so much. I want to take care of what's right here in my backyard and on Earth. But what is your thought again, Tracy?
Well, I think they're seeking something. When I first read that, I thought, you know, all that money, and you just almost have to have, gosh, more money than you do have sense, because they're trying to find maybe some meaning in being up and seeing the outer space and seeing that. I think it's, a foolish way to spend a lot of money. And I wouldn't have done it, and maybe they got some satisfaction out of it, but I can tell you it's void and null, because there's just, you know, the meaning of, you can search and search for things of that and things of pleasure, but, you know, there's only going to be one thing that fulfills your spirit, and that is to follow God. So I do not believe in what they did. I think it's a ridiculous amount of money to blow away, and I'm kind of like you. There's a lot to take care of in our backyard instead of spending all that money flying off.
I agree with the both of you again. I just haven't even paid a whole lot of attention to it or given it much thought, other than the fact that I thought, what a waste of time. and energy and money when there are so many things that we need to take care of here. And I think it's just, again, no, it's a publicity stunt. Hey, look what I can do. Look what I can afford. And it's bringing all the attention on me, and it's self-gratification and glorification, and it's empty. And I feel sorry for those people because they have to go from one extreme to another extreme to fulfill a desire, like you said, Tracy, that will not be met unless your relationship with God is right. You are never going to be satisfied with the temporal things of this world.
You know, sometimes I think that people, when they have that much money, like Jeff Bezos, they have so much money that they never want for anything. And therefore, they just have to keep finding things that, you know, I don't know, entertain them or make them happy. I mean, that's why a lot of these actors and actresses go into drugs and things like that. It's like the next best high that you can have in life, whatever it is, because you have everything else. Where most people are, you know, hey, I'm just really happy to get dinner on the table every night. You know, I'm just... You know, I mean, I'm happy that I have a place to live, and I work hard for it. And I think that that's most people, but where you just don't have to do that anymore. I think you're just looking for the next best thing to kind of interest you, and you'll never find it because there never will be that thing unless it's something that has to come, you know, as you both say, your relationship with God or something from within yourself, but it's not. I mean, that money could have been so much better spent on helping people. And I'm not necessarily talking about who to help, but there are so many wonderful organizations that could be helped and things that could be done that money could be directed to. And I just don't get it. I don't get what the point is, because in our lifetime, none of us, not one of us, is ever going to live on the moon or anywhere else. So what's the point? You only get your one life. And I guess I just don't get it. I'm sure that somebody would disagree vehemently with all three of us, and I'd love to hear their argument. But right now, I don't get it. You know, Becky, you and I were talking briefly about something that you are interested in with women, about women. And I want to hear you talk about that.
Well, I know we've talked on other shows about women staying home or women in the workplace or feeling guilty that they have to leave the home and so forth and so on. But my thought is, if you want to stay home and raise your family and you don't want to leave the home to go to work, but you're finding that your finances are just a little bit short of meeting your budget, I believe there's ways you can do that in the home. And for me, what I did was I started a little business. It was cake decorating business, and I made wedding cakes and birthday cakes and all types of novelty cakes. And it was a little way of me to be able to bring money into the home that didn't go into the budget to necessarily support the budget, but that I was allowed to use aside from the budget to do those extra things that the budget did not fulfill. And so I had a little bit of extra money to do special things for the kids, buy them gifts, go and do things that didn't damage what our necessary needs were, because the budget was all laid out and specified for certain things. The other thing that I did was I used to sew a lot. And so people started asking me to sew for them. And so I did that. And you know, it wasn't so much that it took up every day of my, all hours of my every day. There were times where I didn't do any of that. But I think if you have a talent or you have a gift, I believe in some sort of a way you can incorporate that into a little bit of a money adventure for yourself to help out, to support that budget that might just need a little bit of a nudge or an edge. I don't know. It worked for me, and I'm just offering that up as an opportunity for ladies to maybe think about when they feel like they're staying home and they wish they could go to work, but they can't, but they wish they had a little bit of more money, but they don't. There are ways that you can do that. Just look at your talents. Look at how you're gifted. And I taught myself how to decorate cakes, and it's been going on now for 46 years. I just did another wedding cake this week. So it's been a fun hobby for me. It's been a lucrative hobby for me. And it's given me some freedoms that I otherwise would not have been able to have had.
I love that, Becky. I probably wasn't that talented. I was sitting here while you were explaining that so well, and I just loved listening to it. And I thought, I don't have a talent. So
there
I have
you
to
do.
Think about what my talent is. Yeah, it's got to be something. I've always been a person, a very, you know, analytical person. I'm black and white and numbers girl. And I thought, boy, that's lovely. There you are. You're decorating cakes. And I don't know if I'd have the patience to do that, but I think that's an excellent, excellent way to bring in some extra income. But I know we are all smart enough women that when put in the, you know, if we got a little pressure on us, we're going to figure it out, because I can imagine you guys are like me. We work best under pressure. So I do. I love that. And I challenge all the women to know their talent in case there is a situation where they do need to bring in some extra money. They can use their talents. And I love that.
You know, Tracy, you're saying you may not have cake decorating talent. And believe me, neither do I. But what you have is what you just said, numbers, you're a numbers person. I mean, you can do so many accounting jobs for small businesses from your home. They don't need you to come to the office. You can handle all those things from home. And, you know, you are a person who was able to stay home with your kids because you built your business out of your home. So, I mean, that's the perfect solution, right?
Right. It is. And we did do all that. And it just came by trial and error, and nothing was planned. And it did all work out. And by getting a little dirty and learning stuff, it made us tougher, and we became more, you know, we got in there and we figured it out for sure. Had to. We didn't have any other choice. So
I think people can figure things out if they really put their mind to it, because there are so many things these days that you can do from home. I mean, you can certainly sell things on the internet, or you can do things, like I said, like accounting, or like what Becky does, making something. I know people that sew, I utilize all the time. I know there's a lady in my neighborhood who I'm constantly bringing things over to her to sew, and it's not real cheap, but you know, that's her way of making extra money at her home, and it's a service I need. So I will use. Some people do ironing, even though there's a lot of no iron fabrics, there still are people that like their clothes ironed. And there are people that do that. There are so many things I can think of that you can do from home, or I mean, really almost anything. And anymore, many, many companies will hire you as a regular employee to work from home. And that's wonderful. I wish that had been available when I was raising my kids. And it is available now for my kids to do, you know, with their kids. So depending on, you know, what their job is, I have one daughter-in-law who's a radiologist. Obviously, she can't do that from home. So, but if you make a conscious choice and you want to stay home with your kids, there are definitely ways that you can earn money from home. And you know, it is all about what you said, Becky. It's about knowing what your strengths are and knowing what your talents are. You know, my daughter, who she has no kids and she worked out of the home, but now she actually works in her home, and she didn't do it because she needed the money. She actually took a big pay cut to do that, but she did it because it was the lifestyle that she wanted to have. She lives out in the country, and she didn't want to be commuting into a big office and have all this pressure every day and deal with the traffic. So she changed up her life and she works from home. And, you know, it just works very easily for her. She also took up some hobbies, which kind of surprised me, because in all her life. I never knew her to be real creative and create things, but here she is making things, making little light things you can hang in your house and different things and selling them on the internet just for fun. So, I mean, your imagination is just limitless with what you could do.
I also have a hand cream that I make, and I've made it for years. It's my mother's recipe, and I have sold countless numbers of jars, and I have a friend who does candles in her home. Another friend that makes goat milk products in her home. So I think you have to look around and see what your environment is and how you can use that environment. And again, there are so many things that you can even do research on. Hey, I can do that because that's something I might be interested in. And what makes it work is the fact that you have a total interest in what you're doing and you're good at it. But you don't know that you're good at it unless you try. And I think a lot of people are afraid to try or to put themselves out there to say, yes, I can do this. It's by trial and error. And that's how I got started with my cakes. There's a lot of things that I didn't know that I've learned just by doing them. So it's a process. But I think if you really want to fulfill that need to help your husband, but you don't want to leave the home, this might be a viable way to do that. And it's just a suggestion. Y'all take it and look at it and see what works for you.
Thank you, Becky. Yeah, I will look at it because I've actually got two bull bucking shirts that need buttons sewed on them. And so I'm going to try my hand at something new tonight.
Buttons is not too hard, Tracy. There's a little instrument you could buy that actually you just like push and it sews the button on for you. But you know, I mean, women have been doing childcare for other women in their home for a very long time. That's always an option. That would have, I don't think that would have worked for me. I just couldn't have handled like 10 kids. But there are other things. And, you know, since we had the whole COVID situation and we had people having to have their kids at home and we had people that were doing tutoring and schooling at their house for, you know, small numbers of kids, I just think that's an amazingly wonderful thing to do. Mm-hmm. Homeschool kids. That is an amazingly wonderful thing to do right now because what they are teaching in school is so not good for our kids in so many ways that this way you can control what your kids learn and they could be learning what you want them to learn instead of the garbage that they're being taught right now. So, I mean, there's just so many options. It's so wide open to whatever you can think of to do with your day that would help somebody else. And that's the key, right? Something that somebody else would pay for. And there are so many things.
Yes. And they will. They'll pay for it. They're seeking help right now. So it's interesting to see what we develop out of this COVID stage. A lot of creativity may come out, and I'm interested to see that.
Well, I also have a friend who does both. She tutors in her home, but she also teaches sewing, and she's also an expert at quilting. So if you love to sew, you might get into quilting. Quilts are not cheap, and they can be high-dollar items. They do take a long time, but they're worth it when you get done with them. And so I just think, again, you have to look at what God has given you as a talent, do a little bit of research, and find out what you enjoy doing, because that's the key. If you enjoy doing it, you will continue to do it, and you will do it well.
Yeah, I've heard so many people lately, and not just women, but men as well, who have a desire to stay home more and have talked with their employers and are getting permission to either work from home or to, you know, work sometimes from home. So maybe say 3 days a week instead of five. I just think that those are great, great compromises. And I think that COVID did help us with that and helped companies see that they didn't need to spend all that overhead that they spend on having a big building and all these employees and furniture and all the things that come with it when their employees worked just fine from home. And I know so many companies, including my daughter-in-law's, that is a huge company, that said, you can now do this permanently. And that's great because that will enable those companies to cut their overhead, hopefully cut their prices. I don't know if that ever happens anymore, but what a great thing for women now that they can kind of have the best of both worlds. You know, we thought in my day that we had the best of both worlds. We're raising kids and we're out in the work world, but that wasn't the best of both worlds. I mean, this truly now could be the best of both worlds, where you get to stay home with your kids, where you get to see their first step and hear their first words and do all the important things with your kids and make sure that they're really being taken care of. I always feel like nobody would take care of my kids like I would. So yeah, I think that that's a really great subject, Becky, because it's really important. It's important that we are the influence of our children's lives and what we want them to learn and what we want them to know and how we want them to behave in life, rather than having strangers doing that for us.
I agree a lot of that. And the working at home is great in some areas, and some when you provide a service, you can't really work from home. And so, but I think there's a happy medium for everybody and to explore your talents.
Well, let me switch it up real quick and just ask you both your thoughts on, you know, what we're hearing from our government right now, from Dr. Fauci, from some of the states, from some of the cities, that new mask mandates are happening whether or not you're vaccinated. Tracy?
Not vaccinated. Nope.
No, but the new mask mandates, what do you think?
I actually don't know what they are. Sorry. I just totally ignore it. I don't even worry about a mask. What are the new masks? I'm serious. Unless I go into a place of business and they ask me, I don't even worry about it. What are the new mask mandates at this point? It changes constantly. I can't keep up with it.
You're right.
There are several cities, and I will say they are, for the lack of a better way of stating it, it's the liberal cities, the governors, are going to implement the new mask mandate, even for vaccinated individuals in their cities. And what I don't understand is, if you're vaccinated, aren't you protected? So why would you need to worry whether or not somebody's wearing a mask or not, because you're already protected.
So now we're back to wearing the mask again, obviously.
Well, in some cities so far, but they're talking, they have been talking about making it a nationwide mandate. However, the CDC just recently came out and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to leave it as it is. So thank goodness for somebody having, you know, some common sense here. And not doing that. I know in Los Angeles that Governor Newsom, of course, you know, he's putting that mask mandate out in places again. So I don't know. I just think I understand that they're having a lot of problems, but I don't think that they should affect the people that have been vaccinated. And, you know, that's the reason that they all got vaccinated. So I don't know. It's a problem for me. I don't want to go back to it.
Well, I think it's a fear. What's the word I'm looking for? They are continuing with the whole fear-mongering amongst people, even though you've been vaccinated. I mean, look at what they did. We need to lock down for 14 days. Okay, 14 days came and we're still locked down. Well, we need to wear masks. Okay, now we don't need to wear masks. And so the needle keeps changing when things are not going their way. So now people are getting vaccinated. I'm not going to because I've already had COVID. And I am not going to get vaccinated with something that the FDA has not approved yet. So even with the vaccinated people, they're saying you still got to wear your mask in these liberal cities. And I believe it's a control thing. I have thought from the very beginning, back last year, when they started this whole lockdown masks and everything in March, I thought this is nothing but control and compliance for a specific goal. And I believe that goal was to steal the election. Now that that's happened and people are feeling a little bit more free and not everybody is falling in line in getting the vaccine, you've got governors saying that, oh, well, we're going to bribe you by giving you something if you get the vaccine. And Cuomo came out today saying, we are going to go to door to door and drag people to clinics to get the vaccine, but you're still going to have to wear your mask. So why? I just want to know why. If the mask works, you don't need the vaccine. If the vaccine works, you don't need the mask. So why are we doing this to people other than the fact that it is creating fear and control? That's the bottom line, in my opinion.
We're having a flight to Italy upcoming, and I know that that's going to be a long time wearing a mask, which is concerning to me. But other than that, I don't intend to be going back into restaurants and stores with masks, or I probably just won't go because that was really oppressive to me.
It is oppressive, and having to stay home is oppressive, and having the freedom to go to the movie or freedom to book a vacation or freedom to fly somewhere was missed. I mean, go anywhere right now, girls. I bet Las Vegas, my son was in Vegas this past week, and he said it's as packed as he's ever seen it. Just the freedom to go. People are tired of being cooped up. I think it's just not going to happen. The second time around, they're going to have some force behind it. And they can't even get anybody to flip a burger at McDonald's. They're sure not going to get anybody to come out here and knock on your door and tell you to take the vaccine. It's just not going to happen. So I think the second time around, it'll be a rude awakening. The first time we kind of went with it for a little while, the second time we won't.
Well, we are seeing insurrection across the world with places that don't want to have the mask again. So France and some other countries are really getting upset about this. And I think if they instituted a nationwide mask mandate, I think that would happen here. I mean, we just can't be just complacent all the time and just take whatever they want to give us. We really are going to need to stand up for our rights at that point, because this is ridiculous. And this COVID-19 is going to be with us forever now. Now that it's here, it's not going to go away. So we have to, you know, make some effort to learn to live with it, because we're not going to wear a mask for the rest of our lives. So we just need to figure out, you know, a better way to handle this, I think. And while I have a second here really quick, I want to introduce our host. We have Tracy Halpain. Tracy is a business owner, and she is from Oklahoma and also lives on a giant ranch where they raise bucking bulls and cattle, which is just so fascinating to me. I love going out there and seeing them. And we have Becky Stokes, and Becky has been a forever homemaker. I mean, just over 40 years, she has been able to stay home with her kids and did exactly what we just talked about. Just, you know, did things from home to add to the income and was able to stay home and raise her kids, and something that I admire, wish I could have done. And I'm Linda Martinelli. I also am a business owner, and both Becky and I reside in Texas. And I also am, with my husband, Dr. Ron Martinelli, the host of Talking While Married, right here on America Out Loud, weeknights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please join us there, and we'll be right back.
Listen to the Ladies of Liberty sound off on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Let's get real, let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Don't miss an episode of the Ladies of Liberty Sound Off. Subscribe to the podcast. And for the latest news and inspiration, join us back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
Ladies, I have a question for you. I enjoy getting to know people, and I have an interest in people's lives. I don't necessarily think I'm nosy. I like to know how people run their everyday lives, especially women, because as women, we wear many different hats. We're mothers, we're wives, we're mothers, we're out working in the business world, and we're trying to take care of a home, and we want our yard to look pretty, and we want to make sure all the bills get paid, and we want to have a good looking body, and we want to be up to date with fashion. And there's just so many things that demands on our life. And I really do pray that when I start my day, it's effective. And effective meaning I get everything I need to get done in that day, that I'm not carrying the weight of Monday to Tuesday. I don't like that feeling at all. And I want to be effective in a way that I'm a good wife and a good mother and a good daughter and, you know, a good business owner and a good friend. And I lack sometimes in all those areas, because life is really about relationships. And the main thing about a relationship is it has to be nurtured. And I want to know from you guys, I'm just being nosy, how do you live your best day? What's your best day? What's your best routines? What makes the best of you come out so that you can be better for all your family and your friends? And I want to know.
Wow, that was a lot to say, Tracy. I have to remember all the things that you said there. You have a pretty full day. I guess we all do. When you think about the things that you mentioned, I bet every woman listening to us can relate to every single thing that you said. There are a lot of things that women have to think about every single day. So, you know, my first answer to you, Tracy, is that all those things that you said, you know, they change. They change with different phases of your life, right? So if you have kids, then those kids have to be your priority. And so I'm not going to answer from that phase of my life, because I'm out of that phase of my life. My kids are grown up. So I'll give you this phase of my life where my kids are grown up, and my husband is fully employed and I am fully employed. And, you know, so what makes a happy day for me? I totally agree with you that I am somebody that has to not carry Monday over to Tuesday. I have to get the things done on Monday that I set a goal to do. And in order to do that, you have to balance a lot of things, right? So the first thing I do is I make myself notes, because if I don't, I will forget. So I do make that things to do list. You know, remember those old forms, the things to do pads? I love those. I still love those. And because I'm in the printing business, I can print my own things to do notes and always make sure that I have that list, because I can check them off as I go. But, you know, kind of my routine that makes me happy is, first of all, it's always subject to change, and I'm good with change. So I'm not somebody that stresses with my plans being changed on the spur of a moment. I'm very flexible in that way. And thankfully, I'm married to somebody who also is flexible in that way. But, you know, I, first of all, take care of my husband. And the very first thing I do in the morning is I bring him coffee and his breakfast in bed every single morning of our life that it's possible to do that. That's just something that I do.
Linda Martin, stop right there. Do not tell me you take him breakfast in bed every single morning.
Every single morning. Now, when I say breakfast, when I say breakfast, I'm not talking eggs and pancakes and hash browns and all that. I'm talking something, you know, so something with his coffee. It could be, you know, some toast and jam. It could be a Danish. Now that we're on a diet, it's more like a protein bar or some cereal or something like that. But it's something to start his day. And we spend that time together yelling at the TV as we watch the news. So then we both get up and go off to our respective businesses and start our day. And then I have to make sure that I've taken care of everything in my business and everything that the house needs. You know, today, for example, I had work people here that were repairing some stone outside, and, you know, just all those things, you know, you throw the laundry and you do all these things. I am happiest when things are in order and not chaotic. So that makes me happy. And then the gifts in the day, to me, the gifts are when I can give somebody something, when I can offer them something, when I can mentor somebody in my business, when I can do a Ladies of Liberty show. Those types of things are important to me and who I am, and they fulfill me. And then, you know, you have all of your relationships. You have your relationships with your children, with your spouse, with your family, all different kinds of people in your family, with your God, with everybody that is important in your life. You do have to nurture those relationships, as you said. So, you know, I talk to my kids virtually every single day. I talk to my God every single day. I do all the things that are fulfilling. And the one thing that I do that I learned a long time ago, which I didn't know when I was raising kids, I take time for myself, whatever it is that makes me happy, that fulfills me, which a lot of times for me is reading books. I love to read. I like to do puzzles. I might like to go get a massage, but I always take some time every day for me. And that's important equally. And I make sure that I also have time for my husband. That sounds like a whole lot of things in a day, but it's really kind of like that old joke. It's apropos in so many circumstances. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's how you do your day. One bite at a time.
I love it. Thank you.
I'm in a different place than both of you. I don't have a business other than making a wedding cake here and there. So we are retired, and what makes me happy is so many things. The fact that I have a new husband of 4.5 years, that God saw that I needed to have that fulfillment in my life, is a blessing. That makes me happy. Spending time with our kids, celebrating their birthdays, we do that monthly. That makes me happy. That fulfills my day. We travel a lot. doing things for others. A lot of times I'll do a cake or a wedding cake and I'll use it as a gift. That makes me happy. It's fulfilling. Like you said, Linda, there's just so many things in the day that I can look at. I'm OCD, and what makes me happy is organizing things and having an organized closet or an organized pantry or an organized day as such. We ride our bikes. That makes me happy. We go to the gym together. We just spending time together with the person that God puts in your life is probably for me the most fulfilling thing that I do. And I'm so very grateful that I have a second husband that is absolutely as wonderful as the first husband. You know, not everybody is blessed even once with a helpmate that stands beside them and fulfills what God sees that you lack. Not everybody has it the first time. And I am so very blessed to have that the second time. So I don't take any one day for granted, and I don't take my husband for granted or my children. Running errands with my girls is just absolutely one of the most joyful things I do. And it's simple, but it makes me happy. And like you said, getting out in your yard and making it look pretty. I love it when I drive up and I have a nicely manicured yard. I'm a very simple person. And my husband says oftentimes, it doesn't take much to make you happy, does it? And I said, no, it really doesn't. I just like the simple things of life. Not that I don't enjoy going out and doing bigger things, but just seeing other people even makes me happy. I enjoy watching my kids be served by me for a party. That makes me happy.
Tracy, I want to say one more thing, and then I want to hear what makes you happy. One of the things that my husband and I did many years ago is, you know how some people they just are a drain on your life, right? It could be a relative. It could be a friend. It could be one of your kids. It could be anybody. But they just, I don't know, either they like to argue or they gossip a lot or whatever the situation is. You know, we made a conscious decision between the two of us that I don't care who that person was, but they would not be a regular part of our life. Now, certainly if they're a family member or say an employee or something, you know, you're not going to throw them out of your life completely. You're just going to not choose to, you know, maybe invite them to your home or go out with them or that type of thing. You're just not going to have that same relationship. And that really has helped us so much, so that the people that we have in our life are all people that we care about and want in our life and enjoy in our life. People that are uplifting, people that, you know, are just great to be around, that don't bring you down. So I think that that's a really big thing, is just to make those conscious decisions.
I think that's very good, because the people you choose to keep around you and keep company with says a lot about who you are. And you want to be around somebody that's uplifting, that are encouraging to you, that listen, you know, people that gossip kills, you know, it kills relationship. It can kill families. It can kill jobs. And so I'm thinking being very selective is a very smart thing to do in your relationship, Linda. And when I listen to the both of you, obviously we love to have well-organized lives. We don't like to have chaotic lives. You know, chaos can overwhelm us. It can be, we can have it overstimulates us. You know, it's just too much. You got to have that downtime for yourself or whatever it may be, like you said, to read, Linda, and to take care of yourself. I like to, when I can, be out in the woods and nature and see things or go look at cattle. I know that's part of who me and my husband, we like to go on our Sunday afternoons and just go check cows and calves and being outside in nature, it refreshes my spirit. And I like to, your spirit can get pressed down and your mind can get full of things, and you need to be of a sober mind, the Bible says. And I'm not talking about alcohol or drugs or anything. I'm talking about a good, clean, clear mind. You're sober minded, and where you get all that junk out of the week off, and where you can lay your head down and relax. And exercise helps us to do that. But that makes me happy. I'm like you. I like my yard mowed. I like the weeds pulled. I like my, you know, I want the candles lit and the floors vacuumed. But you know what? That's not my everyday. That's just once every now and then. And so I try to keep a good, clear mind, and that helps me to be my most effective. I like to have to-do lists, and I like to have things organized. Even if I have to pay somebody to come organize, I'll do it. My best friend's an organizer, and she'll come in, and I'll say, hey, can you hit that closet? And she'll hit that closet, and she'll have things and totes, and it'll be labeled, and I love it. That really refreshes and renews my spirit. So thinking of things of, you know, like that, that when you take care of yourself, you can be your best person to other people. And I'm not talking to be a selfish person, but I'm talking about things that keep you, you know, your spirit happy and your mind in a sober way. And I loved hearing that about you girls, because we don't always have more, most of the time we have more of a more chaotic life than an always settled life. Or I do, but I also have, you know, 45 employees. I don't even know the count today, but you know, I have a lot of people I have to be accountable for. And so that's an important thing for me, is to be, when I wake up, is to have the most effective life. And another thing is for me to really listen to people, because I can be so busy mm-hmm. that I can be short and I won't listen to their needs. And I think that that's important too, is to really listen to people, because that's what life is really about, is our relationships, because relationships will be eternal.
Oh, I totally agree. And the last thing you want to do is be in a situation where people are constantly pulling you down. I'll mention one other thing that makes me happy is I get my nails done on a regular basis. And when I walk out and I have pretty nails, that makes me feel good. So that's just another instance. If there is something that you enjoy, that is personal to you, then go ahead and do that. Find that little thing that just gives you that little bit of a spark. And like the two of you, you know, I had somebody tell me yesterday at church that they were with someone and they just dragged them down. And she gave me a great big hug and said, I just love to talk to you because you lift me up. Well, I think we need to do more of that. I mean, we live in a world that can be very difficult right now. And so we need to talk about those things that are encouraging. And like you said, Tracy, find out what is important to the other person so that you can encourage them and talk about the other person and give them an opportunity to share with you who they are. Don't always be the one talking about yourself. And it's just important. It makes those relationships so much more intimate and meaningful. And I feel like we are so busy during the day. We get wrapped up in what we are doing, and we forget that there is someone over there that might need a little bit of an encouragement. And our eyes and ears need to be open for that person. And we need to be available for others so that we can be that person that they can lean on if they need to. And that makes me happy. And then one other thing, very light on the subject, is we have a fifth wheel and we got a new toilet. And every time we use our fifth wheel now, I tell my husband how excited I am that we have a new toilet. And he said, I can't believe that a toilet makes you happy. And I said, it really does, because it just worked differently than the other one. And it just makes me happy to have it there. That's just a small thing. I'm a very simple person.
Well, I can tell you the basics of life are very important, because I do a lot of septic systems. And when you don't have a good operating septic system, that makes a lot of people happy when I leave, when they can go flush the stool and they can forget about it. You know what I mean? It ain't coming back. So I know that that's very important. And I love a good manicure and a pedicure too, because that does make me happy. I enjoy that and a good massage. What about you, Linda? What are the things that you enjoy?
Oh, no, I'm definitely down for the massages. That's my very favorite thing to do. And I think that there are so many health benefits to doing that. I think if you got a massage, if you were lucky enough to be able to do it once a week, that the effects would last the whole week. I just truly believe that helps your whole body in so many ways. But I'm also all over the pedicures. I don't do the manicures anymore. I did them for years and years and years. After COVID, I just never went back to it. And I probably never will, but we'll see. But yeah, I mean, things that women can do that just make them feel good about themselves, I think is important, you know, just so that you look your best and you feel your best, and especially feeling your best. That's really, really important. So doing the things that make you feel your healthiest and feel your best self, so that you can enjoy all the other things that we've talked about, or you can accomplish all the other things that we've talked about. So all of those things are important. And it just, I can't get over how overwhelming all the things that we're putting on ourselves to do in a day sounds, but yet we do it almost effortlessly, all of us, the three of us and millions more women, we just do it. But if anybody is a woman who doesn't take those moments for themselves, you just have to take those moments for yourself, because you only get one day every time. That one day is gone, you never get it back. So you have to give yourself those treasures every day that make you happy, so that you're fulfilled. When we are fulfilled, we can give to other people. We can give to our children. We can give to our families. We can give to strangers, whatever it is. But we have to take care of ourselves first. And I think that, you know, now that I'm older than when my kids were small, I understand that much better. And luckily, you know, although I didn't certainly understand it at the very beginning, and you definitely feel overwhelmed working and raising kids, but there still are moments you can do things for yourself. There still are those moments that you can read your favorite book or get your toes done, or, you know, you just have to make it happen. And I just think, Tracy and Becky, it's so important for us, because we women really, you know, there's a special part about women that we have, that we are kind of the keepers of the world. The men are the, you know, the macho guys, and they're the warriors, but we are the hearts and souls of humanity. And I think that we have to take care of ourselves so that we can also, you know, overall take care of humanity. I just think it's so very important, and anything you can do to please yourself. And I also believe, you know, the more that you give to your husband or your family or your friends, it will come back to you tenfold. I just truly believe that if you're a good person, you know, you'll attract good people. And get rid of the flotsam, right? Get rid of the flotsam in your life that you don't need. It's like a leech, you know, sucking the life out of you. So we have to be strong enough to get rid of those things that are not good for us. And like I say, even if they are people that are in your family, even if they are close to you, you need to back away and do what's good for you. That's what I think.
I love it. And that's good. And that's a good word from both of you guys. And I do think that all that comes with age. I think there's certain times in our lives when you're younger, you have your children, and in that period of time, you know, that all changes, like you said, Linda. And now, as we're older, we're smarter and we're wiser, and we know to get rid of those things that tear us down, because we're not about tearing down. We are about building up. And good women are about building up. They're about nurturing and loving and being encouraging and building up. And that does nothing about being weak. but we are strong when we do that. And I loved hearing that from both of you guys. It was great to know a little bit more and about what makes you happy and what makes you have the best effective day. And I'm thankful. Thanks, girls.
Thanks for bringing that subject up, Tracy. I love it. And, you know, it is really something that we need to think about. It's important. And, you know, you mentioned how you and your husband like going out on the ranch and seeing the cattle on Sundays. I'm coming up there to see you because I've done that with you. It is one of my very favorite things in the world to do is to get out there and see all those heads of cattle and, you know, feed them some treats. And I just love them and seeing all the babies. You have a treasure of a place to be able to do that and enjoy all of those animals. I just truly love it. So as much as I love my dog, and I'll bring her with me again, I'm coming up to your house.
Yes, we'd love to have you guys. And it is fun to go out and just get in a side-by-side and drive around and look at the animals and nature and water and throw a fishing pole a little bit. And that's why it's so popular for people when they like to go to Alaska or Colorado. It just refreshes you. The mountains refreshes you. Being outside refreshes you. It gives you a new anointing of your spirit, and it makes creative ideals start to flow, and it's important to enjoy nature. And you and Ron are welcome anytime, Linda. And Becky, you should come up too. We'll make
it. Oh, I love it. Oh, I used to work on a ranch as a event planner. So, and they had 42 different types of animals. So I know a little bit about ranching, but not a whole lot. But yes, I'd love to come.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful experience.
Well, ladies, that's a wrap. One more step for womankind.